The producer in Salford was Paul Frankel.
How do you feel about even the thought of looking back?
Reflecting on the pivotal moments in people's lives and discovering the honest advice they'd now give to their younger selves.
I still think I did the right thing.
A new series of conversations with guests including Linda Evangelista, Daniel Kaluuya and Jamie Oliver.
I've never actually told anyone this. Let's do it.
Young Again with me, Kirsty Young. Listen on BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3 at 4 o'clock. Now let's head over to Music Planet with Lopa Katari.
While the climate gods figure out whether to offer us an Indian summer or go headlong into a winter wonderland, here on Music Planet, we're going to bring you a bit of everything this afternoon, starting with an east-west collision. Cyril Cyril and Meridian Brothers and Diabolos de Chugo. Just the kind of music radicalism we've come to expect from Colombia's Eblis Alvarez, a.k.a. Meridian Brothers, and Bongo Joe label owner Cyril Yeterian and his electro buddy Cyril Bondi, known as Cyril Cyril. Diablos de Chugo is one of two singles that the Swiss duo recorded with Meridian Brothers in Bogota on a quick stopover during their tour of South America. For those of you who have a turntable, it's also available on vinyl. Well, welcome to Music Planet. I'm Lopa Katari on the programme today, ahead of Durbar Festival that's taking place at London's Barbican Centre from the 26th to the 29th of October. My guest today is percussionist Surdarshan Janna. And for our classic artist, I've chosen Libya's reggae king, Ibrahim Hesnawi. Plus, as I said at the beginning, we've got just about a bit of everything in between. If you think we started with a full-on electric storm, next up is a cloud of pure softness from the Queen of Kindness herself. Yungchen Labo is a Tibetan singer-songwriter who says her remedy for the world's suffering is kindness, one drop at a time. Back in May of last year, you might remember, she joined us down the line from her home in New York, and she talked about her extraordinary life journey that began when she fled her home in Lhasa on foot across thousands of miles to Dharamsala in India. Well, her new album, One Drop of Kindness, is out now on Real World Records. And yes, it will leave you feeling that bit better and that little bit happier.
Thank you.
Yung-Chen Lamo and Sound Healing, one of the tracks on her latest album out on Real World Records called One Drop of Kindness. Also out on Real World Records just yesterday, Anglo-Ghanaian Groovemeisters Onipa released their album Off the Grid. It's an album that they're proud to say sees their sound and their identity as a band coming of age. Onipa, meaning human, was created by Tom Excel and Kweku Sake and brings us Kwaito, Afrobeat, Sukus and more right the way through to late night party music. This is one of the tracks from the album called Marching Over and features Afrobeat king Dele Sosimi.
Watch one eye, one eye. Gani, gani.
Gani, gani.
Gani, gani.
Gani, gani.
We dey look mankind.
Look mankind.
Look mankind.
Look mankind.
We dey look mankind.
Look mankind.
We dey want to do yawa. Oh God, close your mind.
Close your mind.
Yaku rete, oh. Yaku rete.
Level rete, level rete, level rete, level rete, level. Ah, that's right.
Marching Over featuring Dele Sosimi from Onipa. Band member Kweku Sake says it's a wake-up call to keep pursuing your dreams and find happiness. Off the Grid is the name of the album and it's out now on Real World Records. And you can catch Onipa live over the next few months. They're touring all over the UK, starting in Whitby on the 22nd of this month and ending up on the 16th of December in Stroud. Full details online. I'm Lopa Katari. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. And so to my guests on the programme today, Surdarshan Channa, a jori player. The jori is a set of drums from the Punjab in the north of India, not dissimilar to the tabla. And he's brought with him Kirpal Panesar, who plays the esraj, another instrument from the Punjab. And probably, I don't know, is it probably fair to say it's one of the youngest instruments in the classical Indian music pantheon, at a mere 300 years old? Well, that is just the tip of my curiosity. But let's hear a bit of music first, and then we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. So here is Sudarshan Chana on Jhoori and Kirpal Panesar on Esraj playing a piece from Rag Dhanashri.
Ooh.
a beautiful piece there in Rag Dhanashri, Surdarshan Channa on Juri and Kirpal Panesar on Esraj. Surdarshan, first of all, I hear that your nickname is Sunny. So should we go by Sunny today?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel that the first questions that I need to ask you have got to be about the instruments here. Tell me first about your Juri. It looks like a tabla, but actually doesn't sound like it.
So the Juri is actually a father instrument to a tabla. It's like it has the grandness of a pakawaj, but the speed of a tabla. So it was designed in such a way where without a mic, you could play it amongst 500 people. The first name for it was actually Urdmukh, meaning facing the heavens. It became famous in the courts of the Sikh gurus. The main idea behind it was when you listen to it, the resonance it gives, it makes those atoms within you also resonate at the same frequency. And for those few seconds, you're kind of lost, or there's certain feelings that arise inside you. So there's a profound knowledge or a science behind it that musicians believe that the entire cosmos is but the creation of the supreme artist. So what each artist seeks to do, he seeks to capture that divinity within his art or within his music.
And it's actually made out of different materials to a tabla, yeah. Is that right?
It's much heavier. It's around 23, 24 kg, just the instrument alone. It's much bigger, so it has a deeper sound. You put atta on top of it, that's one of the main...
Dough, chapati flour, yeah, basically. Yeah.
So you put that on the bass, and there's this drunken style of playing, this aesthetic to it. So you kind of stress the note, and you clap, you use your elbows, you clap, you hit the sides. It's good fun.
There's a real performance to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Kirpal, over to you. The Esraj, it kind of looks like a sort of, I don't know, a miniature sitar and a sarangi because it's bowed. And I said it was young at a mere 300 years old, but that is a young instrument in this Indian classical sort of genre, isn't it?
Definitely. The origin of the instrument, it's very hard to actually pinpoint where it's originated from, whether it's from Punjab or from Bengal, because originally it was found in both sides. Nowadays, you will find it predominantly played in Punjab. It's designed to sound like the human voice. So the yearning, you know, the soft tone of the female voice, It is supposed to be as close as possible as that.
Well, did both of you learn in the traditional kind of guru shishya way, you know, the student and the teacher?
Both of our learning is very traditional. We went to very loving ustads who then, you know, spent their time. You know, there was no, let's look at the clock and give a lesson. It was very, you know, it was part of the family.
A lesson can be 1 hour. It can be 8 hours. It just depends. We carry on doing whatever we need to do until we reach that perfection stage of it.
And not all lessons are music related. You know, some of our lessons are where there's no instruments playing. And there's just talk about music and how it enriches our life, really.
One of the key points I'd say is the importance of sitting in solitude where you could kind of hear the whispers of your soul, what it's actually saying to you. There's such an importance of that in our Indian classical music.
Sunny, you're going to play a solo for us now in Jar Tal,
yeah,
which is basically 4 beat.
12.
12. Yeah. Jar is 4.
Yeah.
But it's a 4x4.
Yeah, it's 4x4. But they call it Chartal in Punjabi. It's okay. Chartal, but in different terminologies, Chautal. Chautal sometimes.
Okay. In 12 beat. Great. Thanks very much. a Juri solo there. Sudarshan Sani Channa on Juri, accompanied by Kirpal Banesar on Esraj, and a solo in Jar Tal, 12 beats. And my guests are going to be back at the end of the programme with a little bit more music for us. This is BBC Radio 3, and you're listening to Music Planet with me, Lopa Qatari. I've got a couple more tracks for you now before I introduce you to this week's classic artist, Ibrahim Hasnawi. The second track is from the truly talented trio Las Lloronas. But first, here's a tune simply called Happy Tune. And it's from the self-titled debut album from Leila Amizian and her huge ensemble, standing at more than 16 musicians. The album is Amizian's tribute to the female singers, the Shekhats and the Ghanaiats, who fought for freedom of expression through music in 19th century Morocco.
Les amis, 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 les j'avoue la barrière, si ça vous la verrez, si j'avoue la sasco, que t'y vas à moquer, suite et suite la suite, si bérine et si suite et suite la suite, si bérine et si bérine, qui m'a le clap, qui m'a quitté le chat.
Dámelo, dale,
Las Lloronas and Pequeña from their album Out of the Blue on Music Publique, another album released just yesterday. Las Lloronas is a trio of street singers come slam poets united by music. Based in Belgium, this is their second album in about 5 years, and it is 11 tracks of sublime harmony. Now, Libya has suffered devastating floods this last month and thousands of lives have been lost. So I thought that given the power of music to heal and soothe the soul, Libya's Ibrahim Hasnaoui should be our classic artist this week. I came across him on a fabulous compilation from the label Habibi Funk. The label themselves only became aware of Ibrahim Hasnaoui, the father of Libyan reggae, via a music lover who got in touch with them about an album of Hasnaoui's that he'd stumbled across in a flea market in Greece. Hasnaoui didn't start out as a musician. In fact, he was a customs officer at the port of Tripoli. But, the story goes, when he heard Bob Marley, his life changed. Mixing traditional folk songs with Marley-esque Jamaican grooves, Libyan reggae was born. Well, coming back to this compilation, Habibi Funk sent out its feelers and tracked down Ibrahim Hasnaoui in Tripoli. And this album is the result. Music from 40 years ago, now digitised and re-released. The album itself is called Ibrahim Hasnaoui, the father of Libyan reggae. And the tracks on it were chosen by the label with the help of Hasnaoui himself. The album is a real treat. This is Tendeme. Yeah. reggae, a global groove, and its influence can be found in even the most unusual of places. That was Ibrahim Hesnawi, father of Libyan reggae, and our Music Planet classic artist this week. But now back for one last bit of music from my session guests today, Sudarshan Chana and Kirpal Banisar, ahead of the Durbar Festival of Asian Music that starts at the end of this month. Sunny, well, as I said, Durbar Festival is about to start at the end of this month. You're going to be playing this year, accompanying the Rudraveena player Jyoti Hegde, and that's on the 27th of October at Milton Court at the Barbican Centre. And I believe there are hardly any tickets left, almost sold out. How does the instrument that you're accompanying change the way you play? I mean, do you have to adapt? We've heard you playing today with Kirpal and the Esraj. The Rudraveena is this beautiful, big, bass-noted sitar. Do you have to really change the way in which you play when you're accompanying an instrument like that?
Usually what happens is we just kind of bounce off each other on stage. It's like, you know, in a mechanism, how one clock starts to turn the other one. That's how it works out on stage. You don't really know until you're playing, and you just let the music just take control then.
Have you played with Hegde before?
Yes, I have. So a few years back, we did a concert together. That was at the Durbar Festival. Then we did a string of concerts around the UK.
Do you actually rehearse beforehand, or is it just...
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever.
Like, even like today, we're just literally bouncing off each other, me and Kirpal.
But it says something about the way in which this music is taught. You both know the language. So a communication, a conversation can happen.
Exactly that. It's a conversation. And our music, our tradition is very... It's an audible tradition. You know, if you notice, we had no music written in front of us. We could expand this music as far as you know, and we could carry on for hours.
And we've limited you to about 6 minutes apiece, haven't we? We're going to get one final piece from the two of you, and it's in Raag Bihagara, is that right?
Yeah, Raag Bihagara.
I don't think I've heard that raag before. Is that one that's very particular to the Sikh?
You'd find it mainly in the Sikh tradition.
Lovely. Well, it's been great to have the two of you on the programme. Thank you both for coming in. And thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning in. Next week, we're going to be revisiting WOMAD 2023 with some of the as yet unaired highlights from this summer's festival in Charlton Park, including Jamaican legend Horace Andy. Till then, I leave you with Sudarshan Chana on Jori, Kirpal Banisar on Esraj, and Raag Bihagara. Goodbye.
Sirdarshan Chana and Kirpal Panesar performing in the studio for Music Planet. That was presented by Lopa Qatari and produced by Martin Webb. And next week, Lopa has more from this year's WOMAD Festival. Now on Radio 3, it's time for J to Z and another chance to hear a programme first broadcast in May.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamoke Fashola, and on the show today, I'll be bringing you highlights from a recent set by uber-trendy saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin. But first, this one is from Big Chief Donald Harrison, whose latest album, Congo Square Suite, celebrates Afro-New Orleans culture. Featuring Harrison's jazz quartet and the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, this is Movement 3.